Yes, my father just, he didn't wear any of these, well, I guess we didn't have those fancy jackets, Pendleton shirts or Pendleton jackets or whatever you want to say. He just wore a coat. I would say my father just wore a coat. And, of course, we had sweaters way back in those days. I can't remember my daddy ever wearing a sweater.
Did he have,
But they used to have them, you know, that they'd pull them on over your head and then have a big old rolled-up, stand-up collar up here around your neck. I don't remember my daddy ever wearing a garment like that. He wore in the wintertime, he wore heavy underwear.
That was pretty standard, wasn't it?
That's right. Yes. I don't know whether he ever wore any red flannels or not. But I do know that he wore heavy underwear. That's right. You bet he did. Yes, sir.
Did he wear a vest when he...
Yes. Oh, yes. My father, yes, sir. That's right. When he dressed, well, he'd have a vest. That's right. Yes, sir.
And what did he call these?
Well, he called them breeches.
Breeches.
That's right. They're trousers, I think, is the proper name maybe for them, but he called them breeches. Yeah. Oh, I snagged my breeches, he might come in and tell the mother, oh, I've got a button off here off of my breeches. Yeah. Now they've got all kinds of names for them, haven't they?
Yeah, I think I just call them pants.
Yeah, pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he called it breeches. And, I was trying to, my father was quite a musician and come to play on a violin, and he could make one talk. And he had a piece that he played that he called Leather Breeches. And it was a dandy. I mean, a good old breakdown dance tune, you know, that's the kind of music he played. He didn't play any highfalutin.
Living music.
Yes, he played just good old breakdowns and shottishes. And father, I wasn't much for this fancy stuff, you know, like waltzes and two steps and all that kind of stuff. But just good old breakdown music, he could play it, I'm telling you.
For dancing?
For dancing, yes, indeed. Uh-huh. Yeah, and every one of us children, as we come along, every one of us learned to play with him. We always had a piano in our home. I don't know. I can't remember. I can't never remember our home being without a piano. And we all learned to play.
You learned to play the piano?
Learned to play with him, you know, just like second for him or courting or whatever you want to call it, I guess you might. Mm-hmm. Yeah. By golly, mercy. I don't know what I'd give if I could ever mastered the violin like he could, like he played it. And I had two older brothers and me that both play the violin pretty good. And I never could strike a tune on it. He'd try to get, why don't you learn to play this? Why don't you learn to play this violin? Or this fiddle. I think he called it a fiddle most of the time. And I'd get it out sometimes and try to strike a tune, and I could not strike a tune on it. No.
If those things are mistreated, they can make the most awful noises.
Yes, sir, but you know, I watched the older ones, and I got the hang of how to second this after time, and got so I could do it just as good as any of them. Just sit down. He'd never, I'd ask Father, he'd say, well, let's play so-and-so, and I'd say, well, now, what key is that going to be in? Oh, I don't know. And, of course, after I played with him enough, he'd tell me some piece he was going to play in some particular piece, and I knew what key he was going to play it in. I wouldn't have to ask him. Away we'd go. And them breeches, that made me, I guess, get off on the violin part of it. He called that tune Leather Breeches. That was a good dance piece, too. Leather Breeches. Yes, sir.
Was it standard when a young man was going to get married that he'd buy a new suit?
Well, I just can't. I don't know. I wouldn't know how to answer that. It might have. You mean, was it the custom?
Yeah.
Back in those days? It might have been, but I don't know. I just wouldn't know how to answer that. I presume it was, though. That's quite the occasion.
Oh, yes.
Bet your boots. Man, man.